This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Travis, T-R-A-V-I-S, first name Henry, H-E-N-R-Y, date of birth, January 7, 1961, date of evaluation, November 12, 2024, referring physician, Dr. Warren Strudwick, the chief complaint, 63-year-old male seen preoperatively as he is scheduled for left knee surgery. The HPI, the patient is a 63-year-old male who reports left knee injury dating to approximately October 22, 2023, period. He stated that he was moving a fence panel with a co-worker when he suffered injury to the left knee, period. He then underwent conservative course of treatment to include physical therapy, semicolon, which made his symptoms worse, period. He stated that he could not walk for 1 week, period. He had continued with pain described as dull and rated 2/10 subjectively, period. When pain becomes sharp with activity or movement, period, it is non-radiating, although initially it radiated superiorly and laterally, period. He has history of cramping chest pain and states that prior workup for chest pain was unremarkable. Past medical history, 1, diabetes, past surgical history, hernia repair at age 7. Medications, Ozempic injection, Lipitor, 40 milligrams daily, tested ACDID, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, mother had coronary artery disease and his status was CABG. Father died of lung cancer. Social history, patient is a prior smoker, but none in 9 years. He states that he has had no alcohol or drugs in 9 years, period. Review of systems. Otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure 132/78, pulse 94, respiratory rate 20, height 71 inches, weight 239.8 pounds. In general, patient is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. He is obese, period. The skin exam reveals a lipomatous mass involving the posterior thoracic wall, period. He is noted to have multiple tattoos on his arms, period. Musculoskeletal, there's tendonitis involving the medial joint line of the left knee, period. Otherwise, unremarkable. The data review. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 87 beats per minute, period. There is abnormal right axis deviation, period. Right bundle branch block noted, period. The impression Henry Travis had suffered a work-related injury, period. Patient was felt to require left knee partial medial meniscectomy, period. patient is felt to be clinically stable for his procedure period, his overall risk appears average period. He has abnormal EKG and history of diabetes period. As such, his risk for coronary artery disease is likely increased period. However, he has normal exercise tolerance and no current symptoms of angina period. He is therefore cleared for his procedure. Recommendation, may proceed with surgery as clinically indicated. Signed, Dr. Wellington Ferguson.